Hello everyone, my name is Elena Savini. I work here at the Cavière Library, so the Royal Library of Belgium, and I'm one of the curators of the Cavière Museum, that is a museum dedicated to the library, the collection of manuscripts of the Dukes of Burgundy. Philip the Good was one of the most well-known bibliophiles of the 15th century, and he put together a huge collection of illustrated manuscripts, but also he received them as a heritage from his father or his grandfather or the wives of the family. And the collection is quite famous because he gathered all the best miniaturists of the time. And that's why it's so interesting. And also a huge amount of those manuscripts could pass all the centuries, and that's quite unique. So we still have almost 300 manuscripts from this collection. And back at the time, there were almost 1,000, so it was really a huge collection. But even today, it's not so common to have a huge amount from the same collection that stayed together. The manuscripts are quite fragile, and they're sensible to the light, to the temperature, humidity, and also the binding. They cannot stand to be open for such a long time, so we have to change the exhibition every 6 months, and then the manuscripts go back to our stores and they stay there at least 6 years closed, so they have to rest. And it's quite a challenge to imagine a new exhibition every 6 months, but the collection is so interesting and we really have many ideas for the future, and it's a real challenge to change everything, to digitize, expose, do the restoration work. But it's also such an opportunity to present to the public new miniatures, new text. It's really interesting.
You say there's 300 left, but that's really extraordinary because, first of all, when the palace burned, the library was lucky not to be in the worst part of the fire, so a lot of the manuscripts were not burned. And then the French stole them twice, threw them out the windows in their cars and took them to Paris, and they came back. So it's really extraordinary that we have this and that we can enjoy these manuscripts.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary what happened through the centuries of history. And some other manuscripts are still known and they are kept in other libraries of the world. So most of them are in Paris at the BNF. Some others are in London at the British Library, and others are around the world. A few in Los Angeles at the Getty Museum, for example. But so many were lost during the wars, during the accidents, the fire, the history. We had quite a few visitors, even though we had to limit the numbers of visitors per hour. And also we had to stay closed for a few months. But still, people were enthusiasts and even non-connoisseurs. People were really amazed by this treasure. It's not so common to see books that were made 6 centuries ago. I mean, it's quite amazing.
This way, people see something new. They can come every 6 months and they see a completely new collection.
Yeah, the pieces that we show are completely different every 6 months. Most of the times, it's a completely new book. Sometimes we can turn the page, so just show another page of the same manuscript. Sometimes it's another volume of the same series. But every time it's a new book to discover and new stories to hear.
Do people have to make a reservation or can they just come to the museum?
We suggest you make a reservation just to be sure, but the ticket office is always open so people can also just show off at the doors.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.